Today's shiur, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Siman Tuf Reish Tuf Beis, and we are up to Sif Aleph. The Mincha Omer Ashrei Uvolat Zion, the Ein Omrim VaAni Sefilasi, Afilu Imchal LiYos BeShabbos. Mincha of Yom Kippur. So the Shulchan Aruch says we have Ashrei and Uvolat Zion at Mincha. We don't say Ani Sefilasi, even if it falls out. When we take out the Torah, we don't say Ani Sefilasi, even if it falls out on Shabbos. Comes the Ramah and he says, "No, Hagah. We do not have the minhag to say Ashrei Nevolat Zion before Mincha. Rak Kodem Neila. We only say Ashrei Nevolat Zion before Nila. V'chein Kasvu Tzas Ravusa. And this is written by a number of the Rabbanim, and comes out that, as you all know, that is definitely our minhag, the minhag Ashkenaz." Not to have Ashrei and Uva Letzion at Mincha, we go straight to Priyas Torah. The Rama continues, V'ein Oymim Ein Kelokeinu B'Yom Kippur. We don't say Ein Kelokeinu on Yom Kippur. Let's see the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Aleph, Ashrei. So Shulchan Aruch says, we say Ashrei at Mincha. Kedei Lahafzik Bein Tilas Musaf U'Tilas Mincha. To make that separation between Musaf and Mincha. Sifkatan Beis, Lios BeShabbos. Says you don't say Vanis Filasi for taking out the Torah, even when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Lefi Shabbos Shabbos, Omrim LeShevach Yisrael. Because on Shabbos, we say Vanis Filasi as a praise to Yisrael, She'ach She'achlu V'shasu, that even though they're eating and drinking, they are Mispalim, they're also davening. Lo Ke'umos HaOlam, not like the rest of the world. Yom Kippurim ain sarach lezeh. Yom Kippur, we don't need this because we're not eating. Sif katan gimel ve'ein anu noagin. Rama says our minhag is not to say Ashrei Nevolat Zion at Mincha. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Kedei lemaher shelo yavur zman mincha. The reason why we do it is so that the zman mincha will not pass. V'day behefseik kriyas atira, and it's enough the separation of a separate kriyas atira. For Mincha, that's enough of a separation between Musaf and Mincha. Sifkat and Dalit, Rak Kodem Ne'ila. We only have Ashrei Nevolat Zion before Ne'ila. Kedei Lahafzik Bein Mincha LeNe'ila. To make that separation between Mincha and Ne'ila. Sifkat and Heiv, Ein Omen Ein Kelokeinu. Lefi Sheva Shabbos Omen Kein. Since on Shabbos, we say it, Kedei Lemalais Hachaser Mimea Brachos B'chol Yom. We know there's an Indian of having 100 brachos recited every day, and we are lacking that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we therefore need to go ahead and add that normally on a Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, with Yom HaKippurim, comes the Mishnah Berurah and explains, on Yom Kippur there's no need to have the Ein Kelokeinu filling out and counting its brachos, because there's Ikar Harbei Shevachim V'Ein Svichim L'Malach Zeh. Because there are many praises otherwise on Yom Kippur in the Tfilos, and therefore you don't need it. And he says, Gam Pitum Akteres Ein Sarach Lomar. Also, the Pitum Akteres that we say after the Ein Kelokeinu is not recited. Shehu Kalul Ba'avoda. Because that is included in the Avoda. However, he says, Aval Nira Yoser Tov La'omro B'yachidus. He says, it appears to him that it is proper and better to say the Pitum Akteres privately, Shaharei Samani Akteres Lo Hizkiru B'Avodim. That's because the actual specifics of the Akteres is not mentioned in the Avoda of Yom Kippurim. Gam Magen Avram Kasav Sheyesh Omer. Magen Avram also writes that you should say the Pitum Akteres, which is the makeup of the different Samanim in the Akteres, Sif Beis. Motzian Sefer Torah Bekarin Shlosha B'Parshas Arayos Ad Sof HaParsha. So for the Mincha Kriyas HaTorah, it's the Parsha of Arayas, and we take out the Sefer Torah, and we have three Aliyos in the Parsha of Arayas until the end of the Parsha. Yashlishi Maftir V'Yonah, and the one who gets the third Aliyah is the one who recites the Haftorah, the Brachas V'Haftorah on Yonah, and the Haftorah on Yonah, it doesn't end with the end of Yonah, but rather Nisayim Mi Kel Kamocha. Rather, we have an additional Mi Kel Kamocha that is recited at the end of Yonah, which is not an additional portion to the Haftorah Leinim. The Mevarech Lefaneh Ulachrea, and the Haftorah of Yonah, you have the bracha of the Brichas Haftorah before and after. V'mchal b'Shabbos, Mazkir b'Shal Shabbos, v'chaysem b'Shal Shabbos. And if it falls out on Shabbos, then you add the last bracha of Ala Torah v'Ala Avodah, and you add Mikadesh HaShabbos, but you don't say anything for Yom Kippur. Now, you look at the Ramah says, V'ein omrim Ala Torah v'Ala Avodah v'mincha, that even if it does fall out on Shabbos, we do not say Ala Torah v'Ala Avodah, we're not Messiah with even Mikadesh HaShabbos, rather we end off with Magen David, as the last bracha of the Torah at Mincha. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Vav, V'kayrin Shlosha. You have three Aliyos at Mincha. U'maschilin nin k'maisei Eretz Mitzrayim. You start from the Maisei Eretz Mitzrayim in the Parsha Rishona Ad V'chaybahem. And that first Aliyah is until the words V'chaybahem. The Shnia starts with Elokecha Ni Haj. So it ends with Elokecha Ani, ends with Elokecha Ani Hashem, and the Shlishi is, as we said, the Maftir. We continue weiter Sifkat and Zion, the Parshas Arayis, Yishum Shenafshenu Shel Adam Mecham Dasan, Yesh Echad Shenitma Yachzor B'Tshuva, because a person, one of the great Yetzaharas, is for the Arayis. And it's the reason why we focus in on that in the laning. And if someone transgressed in this and nitma, he should do tshuva for this. Umaftir be Yonah, and the Haftorah is Yonah. Shemedaber ben tshuva that deals with tshuva. Od she'ein yichol levronech levroach ben Hashem yisparach. Also, a message in Yonah is that you can't run away and escape the din the cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same way Yonah could not escape what he had to do. My Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bashlishi Maftir Biona, the Ain Omrim Kaddish al Hasefer, Rak Chatzi Kaddish Lifnei Ha'omud Kodem Tvila. You don't say full Kaddish or any Kaddish after the Haftorah, just the Chatzi Kaddish before Tvila in Mincha, of Mincha. So you don't say the Chatzi Kaddish. Normally, right, let's say during the week, we say Chatzi Kaddish after laning, but like on Shabbos, we don't say Chatzi Kaddish after the laning, nor here after the Haftorah. We just say the Chatzi Kaddish before the Tefillah of Mincha. Sif Katan Tes, U'mevarech Lefaneha U'le'achareha, Rotzaloma Kederach She'beirach B'Shachris. Same way you had the brachas of the Haftorah before and after in Shachris, you have that in Mincha. And She'omer Gam Al HaTorah V'Al Ahavoda. And the Shulchan Aruch holds that you even say Ala Torah the Al Avoda. Sifkat Yud, the Ain Omrim Al Ha Torah the Chulei. Perish, Anu Ain Minhagenu Kimosha Kasa Vashulchan Aruch. This is our Minhag, the Ramah, the Ashkenaz, is not like the Shulchan Aruch. Ela Ain Omrim Kal. We don't say at all Ala Torah the Al Avoda. Bein Kishachal B'Shabbos, Bein Kishachal B'Chol, whether it falls out on Shabbos, whether it falls out Yom Kippur on a weekday. Rak always chosmin mugging David. You always end up mugging David. Vatam, what's the reason? Shari kvar pasak ha'avodah me'ashachar. Because the avodah already was finished at Shachris. Uberach aleha Shachris. And we made that bracha at Shachris of Ala Torah v'Ala Avodah after the Haftorah of Shachris. Yishem Motziyin Asef Torah v'mincha ein omim al hakol v'lo Shema Yisrael. Rak gadlu. You don't say anything besides Gadlu Hashem Iti when you take the Torah out at Mincha. And he says, but Nusach Avinu Malkeinu, Yesh, in the Nusach of Avinu Malkeinu, in Avinu Malkeinu's on Yom Kippur, and this is true of Philly Rosh Hashanah as well, Yesh Lomar Roa Gzar B'Nishima Achas. It shouldn't be Kra Roa Gzar, but rather Kra Roa Gzar in one Nishima, Ki Shaychem La'adadi, because they relate to each other, Roa Gzera, the Hainu Shigikra, who is Barach, Roa, that Hashem should rip out the roa, the bad that's in any gzera, umasha nirshar, the gzera yila remachlim, and whatever is left in any type of gzera should only be l'rachamim. That's the tefillah of kra roa gzar dinenu. Amasikin benigun bein roa l'gzar tzarech limsos. And therefore, someone says the Avinu Malkeinu, and he says kra roa ya gzar tzarech limsos. You have to object. Uveprat achazonim shelo yasu kein, and specifically the chazonim should be careful not to butcher this and start nigunim after roa. It has to be kra roa gzar dinenu. Sif gimel umchal b'shabbes omrim tzidkasta. The omrim Avinu Malkeinu. If Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so tzidkasta is said after mincha, and you say Avinu Malkeinu. Comes the Ramah and he says Medinos elu ain omrim tzidkasta v'lo Avinu Malkeinu. Says in our Medinos, tzidkasta is not said after mincha, and Avinu Malkeinu is not said either. As you know, the Minhag Ashkenaz is only to have Avinu Malkeinu if it falls out on Shabbos at the end, after Shabbos, after Ne'ilah, then we'll say the Avinu Malkeinu. But otherwise, on Shabbos, we don't have Avinu Malkeinu. We'll see this in the Mishnah Berurah momentarily. Let's see Sifkat Yud Aleph. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we do say Sifkas Kishar Shabbos, Sifkat Yud Aleph, Romim, and we say Avinu Malkeinu, Avshem Husheil Asrachim, even though these are requests. Halo Hushas Gemardin, this is Shah of the Gemardin, so we can have those requests. Vimlo Achshav, and if not now, Eim Asai, comes the Mishnah, Sifkat Yud Beis, Arminag is Ein Omrim Sikaska, the Sibbo Mishpatecha Tehom Rabbah, Vanu Mevakshim Rachamim, we don't want to talk about Hashem's Mishpat, and therefore we leave out Sitkasta. We do not say Sitkasta because we're asking for a pure Rachamim on Yom Kippur. Sitkata Nidimel, the law Avinu Malkeinu. And the Ramah says we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Shehu Shelas Tzrachim, Vein Shoalim B'Shabbos. This is one's request for their needs, and this is not requested on Shabbos. Uvachol Omrim. On the weekday of Yom Kippur, of course, you say Avinu Malkeinu at all the Tfilos. Except if you're running out of time and you have to get Ne'ilah in while it's still day, then you can skip Avinu Malkeinu because Ne'ilah is that much more crucial. It's better to say less slichos slowly than a lot rushing, and therefore it would be appropriate, if need be, to even skip Avinu Malkeinu if you're going to have to rush and can't get in Ne'ilah otherwise. Can't get in Ne'ilah by day otherwise unless you rush like crazy. Dalet, ein nosin kapayim b'mincha b'yom ha-kippurim. There's no duchening at mincha. We'll see there is duchening at Ne'ilah, of course. The Kohen Sha'avar the Allah Labuchan, and a Kohen that was over and actually went up to do Duchening during Mincha, Harezet no se kapaz, Ein Maridoso. You allow him to do Tuduchen, and you don't bring him down. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Yudalet, Ein Nosin Kapayim, Ayin Simin Kuf Chav Tes Sham, Mivoer Kol Protayin. Check out Kuf Chav Tes for all the details of Duchening. Sivkaton Tes Vav, no se kapav. Because this is why, okay, we say Elokeinu ve'loke avaseinu. V'hu adin v'yesh lomar az sim shalom v'lo shalom rav. V'ku mevoar v'simen kuf chav zayin v'sofo. V'chad dina lehu. It's one din. So again, even though we don't go up to Duchen, we say the Duchening for Ne'ilah. If someone went up to Duchen, we do not bring him down. But what's supposed to be done is the substitute of Elkeinu v'lokei avaseinu, Barchenu barbracha, Hamshuleshes, Batar Aksuva. And with that always goes, like on all fast days, Sim Shalom. comes the Mishnah Berura, and he finishes off the end of Sifkat and Tezvav. Kohen echad ala l'duchan, ushare akonim akru ragleim ba'avada ba'avoda va'adayin lo olu tov adover sheyetzi me'akeses v'lo yala imo. He says if one Kohen did go up to duchan, and the other Kohanim were oker ragleim, they were, you know, left their spot during avoda, but they didn't actually go up to the duchan, better that they actually leave the shul and not go up with him.